Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Marcia to commence a further chapter of Office Wife.
So, Miss Stella Bronson is out of our way at last. It happened so suddenly, too. She was Jeff's secretary one minute and gone the next. And I've never been so pleased about anything in my life. When I told Uncle Tresidder about the scene we had in Jeff's office late that night, just Stella and I, he was furious. And if only I'd realized I could have got rid of her by provoking a row months ago. As for Jeff, well, naturally, he's not very pleased. I suppose it's only to be expected. I'm at Angela Tennant's place at the moment. Not celebrating exactly, but I have to tell someone.
For a girl who's just scored a notable win over her husband and secretary last year, you're less than cheerful.
What's up? Jeff said last night I'd made him a heel. Do you think I have?
Well, that brooch business really was a bit thick.
Why was it?
Oh, you know perfectly well she didn't pinch it, that's why.
Well, I don't care. Anyway, Uncle Tresidder told her she'd have to go because she was insufferable that night.
Weren't you insufferable, too?
What if I was? She only worked there. Which side are you on, anyway, Angela?
I'm not on anyone's side, pet. I just think it was rather an amusing way to get rid of your secretary. That's if you have got rid of her.
If. She's been fired, hasn't she?
And dear Jeff's been left with a guilty conscience on one hand and a wife he'll be less than proud of on the other.
I didn't come here to be criticized, Angela.
I know, darling. You came here to be told that you're not the little vixen you know you actually are. Don't take any notice of me. I'd have done the same. Only sooner and harder.
Oh, let's talk about something else, for heaven's sake.
I'd love to. What's going to happen? Is Jeff going to type his own letters in future, or what?
No. We'll have to get a new girl, I suppose.
You suppose? Oh. I'll bet you've got someone picked out already, haven't you now?
Well, yes.
Who is it this time?
Barbara Fraser.
No glamour, I presume.
Do you expect me to give him another Stella Bronson?
Take a tip, Petal. If Jeff thinks you're choosing his new secretary, you'll be in even hotter water with him than you are now.
Uncle Tresidder will tell old Percy Fleming, and Jeff won't know I had anything to do with it.
For your sake, I hope he doesn't. I say, darling, it doesn't seem to have occurred to you, but what's to stop Jeff seeing more of the Bronson baby now than he ever did before?
What?
Oh, just because she's out of his office doesn't mean... can't happen to meet her every once in a while.
Oh, Jeff wouldn't dare.
Has she found another job, you know?
Yes, she started with Benny Puller the next morning.
And Jeff handles Benny's account? See what I mean, Marcia, darling? It really would be too easy, wouldn't it now? If you've any sense, you'll get that husband of yours off the Puller account. Not that I want to meddle in your affairs, darling.
Did anything interesting happen today, Jeff? At the office, I mean.
I couldn't get any work done, if that's what you call interesting.
Why? What's the matter?
I've no secretary, that's what's the matter. We ran an ad in the paper, and you never in all your life saw such a collection of twittering females. I asked one if she could take dictation, and she said no, but she'd just love to learn.
Why don't you ask Mr. Fleming to promote one of the girls from the office?
Listen, darling, people talk. And everyone entrusted to Bendigo and Company knows what happened to Stella Bronson. Without mincing any words, I don't think any of the girls are terribly keen to work with me.
Oh, Jeff. Surely it's not as bad as that.
All right, I'm imagining it then. But I can tell you this. I'm going to choose my next secretary, and she's not going to be tossed out for your benefit or anyone else's. Do you understand?
I know. You're still mad at me. Darling, you've been working frightfully hard lately. You're just about due for a break. Why don't we both go away for a few weeks?
Not for another 3 months, at least.
But I can arrange it. Uncle Tressida would say yes like a shot.
Oh, Marcia, won't you ever learn? If I want anything from your Uncle Tressida Bendigo, I'll ask him myself. Oh, and since you've brought the matter up, I've been doing some serious thinking. Why the devil should I stay with your uncle's firm, anyway?
But what on earth would you leave it for?
Because you're too keen to dip your fingers in the pie.
Oh, but you? Darling, I've promised I'll never interfere again.
What if I get another Stella Bronson?
I've still promised. And anyway, if you left Bendigo's, where would you go?
What's wrong with Puller? He's been offering me the moon for months as it is.
Benny Puller?
Why not? I can get another 500 a year the minute I walk in his door.
And you can start all over again with Stella Bronson, I suppose.
Oh.
Oh, Jeff, stop talking nonsense, please. You're not leaving your job, and I'm going to be a different wife. So don't let's have any more about it.
All right, we'll forget about it now. But just bear in mind, I've told you, and I've told your uncle, if you don't stop meddling, I'll walk out. Are you clear on that, Marcia?
I won't meddle any more, Jeff. It was only the Bronson
woman. It was only the Bronson woman. I wish I could believe that. Oh, look, Master, I'm going back to the office. Like to come too?
Well, I promised to drop in on Aunt Harriet tonight.
Oh, well, you can drive me to the office and pick me up on your way home then. That suit you?
Of course it does, darling. Why do you ask like that?
Because, my little one, this is the first time you haven't cared about my going back to the office. Catch on? Wait till I grab a scarf.
Now, you listen to me, Marcia. Who's this Barbara Fraser girl?
Just someone at the office. Why?
Does Jeff know that you're maneuvering her into Stella Bronson's shoes?
No, he doesn't. And I wish Uncle Tressida hadn't told you.
Well, your uncle has told me, and I think...
Why shouldn't I have Jeff's interests at heart? Barbara's the best girl for him. He said not half an hour ago you couldn't find a good secretary for love or money.
You don't care, Tuppence, about whether this Fraser girl will make him a good secretary or not. All you're concerned with is running your husband's affairs. Won't do, Marcia.
Oh, please, Aunt Harriet. Just had a long lecture from Jeff, and I don't want one from you, too.
Oh, you're going to get a lecture whether you like it or not. You've had the best of him. Be satisfied. Husbands can't be taken and managed like poodles. Not husbands like yours. And I've seen the signs, Marcia. You'll lose him. Not to any other young woman in particular, but just lose him. That is, if you haven't done so already.
Don't say that.
This Bronson girl you took such a tremendous dislike to. Now, what did it amount to? Jeff didn't give two pins for her. There was nothing to it, and you know it.
I should jolly well hope not.
But you saw fit to treat Jeff as a philanderer just because the girl took a liking to him. Now, do as I say. Let Jeff choose his next secretary, and you keep away from the office. Don't you think that's best?
It's just about settled now.
What is?
Barbara Fraser.
Shall I tell Jeff that?
Oh, no, Aunt Harriet. You mustn't say a word. You simply mustn't.
There you are, Marcia. You insist on going behind your husband's back, and you make all of us conspirators with you. Really, I don't know how the young people of today expect to get any happiness out of life.
I'll do all right.
Well, go your own way, then, but don't say you weren't warned. Don't see much of a future for you, Marcia. Really, I don't. You should have married a farmer. No trouble with secretaries and so forth then, eh? What time are you calling for Jeff?
Found this infernal blasted mess. Where the devil are those discount rates? Pull on the phone all day, letters not written. I ought to clear out. Tell them all to take running jumps at themselves. Kicking Stella out in 5 minutes' notice. Who do they think I am? Mandrake? What are those discounts? Fine thing when you have to ring your former secretary. Oh, hang it all. The girl doesn't even work here. I'll have to do it.
Hello?
Oh, Stella. It's Jeff here. I know you'll think this is frightful nerve bringing you under the circumstances, but I'm in a frightful mess.
Well, at home?
Of course not, at the office. I'm at 6 and 7s. And for the life of me, I can't find where you file those special discount rates.
Which ones, Jeff?
We quoted special rates to Woolwich and Company and W.F. Black on stuff held in bond. I can't memorize all these exact percentages.
Oh, poor old Jeff. I used to look after all that for you, didn't I? Would you like me to come over and straighten things out?
Good Lord, no. Just tell me where they're filed.
Bottom drawer, left-hand cabinet, in a separate folder under bond. Got it?
There's some queer female logic at the bottom of discounts filed under bond, but who am I to complain? Thanks a lot, Stella.
Anytime. How are things generally?
Pretty dreadful.
Oh, sorry. Who's your new secretary?
Haven't got one yet.
Let me know how you make out. You promise?
Oh, yes, definitely. Bye, and thanks again. You really should have said, ask Marcia or something like that.
You know I wouldn't. I'm only too glad to help.
You really are a darling, Stella.
Well, if you mean that, call me up and buy me a drink sometime.
I might do that. Be seeing you.
So, Stella really is a darling, and you'll be seeing her.
Marcia, I didn't hear you come in.
What a shame. No wonder you're so anxious to get out of the house. You couldn't ring her from the flat, could you?
No, I couldn't. And you know why I rang her just now? Because I can't find a file that's important.
I don't want to hear
why. Very well, you shan't then. And in future, if I want to ring Stella Bronson, I will. Any time, any place, anyhow. No excuses, no reasons. And if I want to take her out, I'll do that too. Get on the phone and tell your Uncle Tressida that. And while you're about it, tell him that his niece is an idiot. And he's a bigger one. Well, come along, Marcia. What's holding you up? Here's the phone.
So, Angela Tennant was right. Getting Bronson out of Jeff's office hasn't got her out of his mind. What shall I do? There must be some way to get my husband back. And it's no use telling me I haven't lost him. I know. Well, there must be something I can do.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.